Hello?
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming elections?
I will definitely vote.
Excuse me?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. And what year were you born?
88.
What is your race?
Hispanic.
Thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican
No.
Donald Trump?
I voted for Donald Trump.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Excuse me?
Republican.
Thank you. I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning you're very favorable, 0 meaning you're unfavorable, 50 meaning you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you can choose any number between 0 and 100. Greg Abbott, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
Probably like a 90.
What about Ted Cruz?
Probably a 50.
Adam Hinojosa?
I'll leave it like a 50.
Morgan Lamantia?
I'm not familiar with him. I guess a 0.
Joe Biden?
Definitely a 0.
Donald Trump?
Probably a 90.
And would you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve, just depending on some of the topics.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator?
Neutral.
From the options I have here, what would you like for me to mark down? Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were a Democrat, Colleen Allred, and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote for?
I guess Ted Cruz.
And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were a Democrat, Roland Gutierrez, and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote for?
Ted Cruz.
And if the elections for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Maria Flores, for whom would you vote?
Well, I'd rather go all red, so I guess Maria.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or a Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Adam Hinojosa?
Now, I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislator. For each one, please tell me if it's a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all. Here's the first one. Securing the border.
A high priority.
Supporting public schools.
High priority.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High priority.
Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
High priority.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
High.
And thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislator. After each one, please tell me if you would more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Are you much more likely or much less likely to vote for that type of candidate?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much more less likely?
Less likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Would not agree.
Okay. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
I kind of agree with that voucher part. I wouldn't mind picking out my own school.
So from the options I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Less likely.
Okay. And do you use WhatsApp?
I do not.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A Republican.
Strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
More conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Let's see, I got my associate's 2018.
Okay. So, high school graduate, postgraduate, a school degree, medical?
I have an associate in science. I don't know where that would fall under, but I guess
okay.
High school, yeah.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Priscilla.
Priscilla?
Yes, Priscilla.
Okay. And Priscilla, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note you are interested in a follow-up research study? And that
yeah.
We may contact you in the future.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Yes, have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.